from their debut record called Record Number One. That's the Mary Janes wrapping up that set of music with their version of What a Friend here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I really feel after that set I should be speaking in a nice, soft, calming tone. But I'm the Mockster. We'll see what happens. I'm Mary Janes in there. So the Mary Janes, if you're unfamiliar, Mary Janes was the brainchild of singer Janice Hoyt, who cut her teeth as a member of the Vulgar Boatmen, who had a song called Mary Jane. That album, actually, that Record Number One, it came out in 1998. It was actually recorded by John Strome, who was a member of Antenna and the Blake Babies. And that's what I thought I'd tell you. Hey, before the Mary Janes, Kendra Smith in that set. Yeah, Kendra Smith from her Five Ways of Disappearing album doing the Richard and Mimi Farina song, Bold Marauder. Now, Richard and Mimi first put it out in 1965. Kendra, I should also make a side note, was an original member of the Dream Syndicate. She was. Also played some U2. Went back to the Unforgettable Fire because we recently celebrated Martin Luther King Day. Well, actually, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I played MLK from U2. Diana Darby gave a song called Happy from her Fantasia Ball album, which I'm pretty sure is not a Pharrell cover. Pretty sure. In fact, they're a little different, but it's a great little song. In its own way, is it not? Cowboy Junkies started off the entire set with their version of Walkin' After Midnight from the Trinity Sessions. And I can tell you the story. Back when the MTV used to play the music videos, they played that Cowboy Junkies. It was probably on there. At the time, I think they called their alternative show Postmodern. I don't think it was 120 minutes yet, but it was one of those shows. I believe that's what they debuted the song on. But they debuted Cowboy Junkies' version of Sweet Jane. And a little mockster heard that, and he's like, I have got to get to the record store and buy this album. And that's what I did the very next day. Literally, that was the influence of MTV on someone like a little mini mockster. Heard stuff. I was just experiencing all this new music and exploring it and going out and buying it. Listening to all the songs, not just the hit singles. No, that's you go deep album cuts. And I'm fearful in the worlds of these streaming services and all that the kids are missing that these days. Those deep album cuts. I don't know. Maybe you know different. Anyway, we are approaching the top of the hour. I just get off on these tangents every once in a while. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. And as always, I am most appreciative when you decide to tune in and listen to this humble little radio program I put together for you each and every week. You can always reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you've got a request for a song for a future show, a suggestion, a story to tell, whatever it is, let me know at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
You know, we have gotten to that time that we get to every time this time happens. What time is that? I don't know what time it is, but I do know it is time that I, the Mockster here on the Viva La Mock radio program, I'm going to do a little thing called the Mock. I am. Before I get to the Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. And they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. You can call them up at 412-821-8484. Yeah, I got this thing called The Mock, and for this show, going underneath the mock light is the band War. Yeah, so I've got some tunes by the band War queued up for this mock. So let's segue into that with the very first song. Have you figured it out yet? Anyway, it's Ty Segall doing his version of Lowrider, kicking off a War mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
All my friends know the Lowrider. The Lowrider is a little higher. Real.
you gonna pay?
Why can't we be friends? search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve Wynn from the Dream Syndicate. You're listening to Viva Le Mach on WRCT in Pittsburgh.
I was standing out in a field one hot summer day, in a field of tall, tall grass. Oh yeah. And I lay there feeling the sun. And I fell asleep and dreamed, and I dreamed. When I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. Now this really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, a long-haired, leaping gnome, could be the star of a Hollywood movie. Well, there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high on the mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of she said. thought to myself, what could this mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this some kind of dream? It's all in my head. And then I heard her say one more time, one more time, one more time, one more time.
Spell the wine, drink that girl. Spell the wine, drink that girl. Spell the wine, drink that girl.
Spell
the wine, drink that girl. Should I go to a second chord? I thought, no. I gotta figure one out. Like this. Well, as I say, meanwhile, I was still thinking. And I could feel her dreams of fire rolling on my back. As she disappeared, soon she returned. Hold it back now, come on, bring it back. Bring it back. No, bring it back. A bottle of wine, and just before she drank it, she said,
Dream Syndicate wrapping up a mock on the band War with their version of Spill the Wine. Recorded live back in July of 1988 at KCRW out in California. Before the Dream Syndicate, brand new Los Lobos. And I say brand new, it came out in 2021. So the latest from Los Lobos, the new album was called Native Sons, and that was them doing War's The World is a Ghetto. Now, what's interesting is Little Willie G, the original vocalist from War, actually guested on that track, along with like Barrons Whitfield. Yeah, Barrons Whitfield was on that track as well. And, I swear there was somebody else. On percussion was Camilo Quinones. I knew there was somebody else. And what's interesting is Steve Berlin of Los Lobos is quoted by saying that War was such a huge, huge influence on them. And he also said, you can't be a band from East L.A. and not have War in the conversation. Hey, before the Los Lobos, Smash Mouth. Yeah, I played some Smash Mouth. Why not? They do a catchy version of Why Can't We Be Friends, where they literally say, Why Can't We Be Friends, for like 2 minutes straight. Cargo Cult gave us Slipping Into Darkness from their 1986 album Men Bearing Gifts. And then Ty Segall with his version of this song, Lowrider, came out on his Fudge Sandwich release back in 2018. Well, that was a war mock, or it was a mock of the band War. I am not mocking War at this point. I'm just mocking the band War. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock or have a question, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, that's wrctrequest@gmail.com. We'll get back into more music after this short message.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Elvis Costello and the Imposters have a brand new album out. Here's the first single, Magnificent Hurt, on Viva La Mock.
After talking in tongues, I began to preach. White falls from the branches, an apple, a peach. Hold on to me. There's a red alert. It's the way.
entrance was a nightmare. You know, they took away my headphones. Sure, they let you keep your handset, but the courtyard is a dead zone. And the nurse that they assigned me had eruption as a ringtone, blasting out through built-in speakers like it's bug spray, buzzing like a hornet halfway blown. To leave, take some nickels from the fountain and make your friends and fall asleep. Let your sins be of omission. I wish you wouldn't engage with all these creeps, cause they're never gonna love you that one specific way that you want them all to love you. Obsessing and controlling and coming up on total suffocation. Sick him into the cantina singing "This Must Be the Place." Said faithful as its limits, I just want to see his face. Before she took her shot, she said a little grace. Said, "Lord, grant me the power to stop these hands from shaking. I've been falling in the fountain since a week or so before. I've been rattled by the accident, my shoulders were still sore. I almost rolled my eyes when they asked me how to score. But sometimes it feels sweet to be the teacher." When she was combing through the carpet, I could not resist her charms. She brought me to a fortress she called the family farm. And out along the towers, there were guards with heavy arms. I guess there was some tension with the neighbors. Tripping at the airstrip, drinking on the runway, laughing at the jets as we watched them fly away. She said, "You get what you get when you push too far ahead. They put us in these places for a reason."
Thank you.
from their Hi-Fi Sci-Fi album that came out in 1993. That's Dramarama here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Work for Food. Before that, the Hold Steady with their song Family Farm, which came off of Open Door Policy, which was released last year. Before the Hold Steady, some Husker Du, went back to 1984's Zen Arcade for Pink Turns Blue and start the entire set with some brand new Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Name of the first single is Magnificent Hurt. Name of the new album is called The Boy Named If. I am the boy named Paul. I am the mockster. I am your host of this radio program that we call Viva La Mock that comes to you each and every week at this time on 83FM WRCT or streaming at wrct.org. Another tragic passing that I learned about just today. Comedian Louis Anderson passed away. 68 years old. Apparently he had a form of, or he had blood cancer, which all cancers just seem nasty. So we will miss you, Louis. So in tribute to Louis Anderson. Yeah, what else am I going to play? Black Flag.
A stranger. guys don't wear white. Every day I work hard. At night I spend a restless time. Those rich kids and all their lazy money. They can't hold a candle to mine. Tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. Chicks of the changing times, white filth and easy living. You can't come.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to Viva Lamarck on WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Lancelot. My name is